What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The stool is all back together after one day apart. We had Bill on the stream Wednesday. We missed him yesterday. Bill, good to have you back here with us this morning. We are whole on a Friday.
At least to be back on a Friday. All days are great.
Yes.
You guys had to have a big news day yesterday. A lot of stuff was going on.
Sharon Moore, we talked about Nebraska ball. It was a glorious day.
The incredible setup there in Curtis at the hotel was remarkable. I'm going to probably have to summer in Arthur because they have a pool. I don't know if Curtis has a pool or not. I didn't dig into that hard enough. But I also will be looking for a rental property out there
in Curtis.
Nice. But the issue was, I came in and I said, I go real quick after I got back from the Anvil from dining.
Yes.
I said, can I get, you know, what net station is the Big Ten Network or any of the sports stations? They're like, yeah, we don't have any of the sports stations. I go, I'm like, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of a hotel that has, you know, some
like
form
anywhere.
Of they had 400 channels.
What sports station?
But they're not one sports station. The sports package was not purchased.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so you could get, you know, Everyone Loves Raymond all as much as
what
you
a
want.
Great show.
No. Not, I mean, but
I
just,
like the show.
So I had to kind of try to get a hold of my dad. So I told him about the game being on. So I had to kind of track it on my phone. I called dad at halftime for an update on the basketball game. Kind of gave me that. So that was my.
Was he up the whole game? What till 10?
Yeah, he was up the whole game. But we talked that through, like, and I was just tracking it on my phone type of thing. So that was about it.
Tracking it. Like, yes. Jake.
Yes.
I tracked the Dolphins on my phone. I haven't watched them for a while.
Yeah.
Tracker.
Yeah. So I was enjoying that part of it, but it would have been fun to have seen live TV, but I saw no sports for 2 days.
That's interesting. None.
I don't get that. That they have a lot of channels but no sports. It's very strange.
No sports. Yeah.
They're probably not sports fans.
Maybe. And they looked at me somewhat as if I was askew for asking.
Yeah.
They're just like, any chance you have any sports stations? They're like, no. We don't.
I envision
you are askew.
This is a Nebraska town that I assume people might stay there on a weekend once in a while, and Nebraska plays football on BTN once in a while. It'd be very odd. Hey, it's mid-September. What channel is BTN? Yeah. What are you talking about? Nebraska football, BTN.
And I thought that they had the best breakfast that I've ever seen in my life for a small hotel. You know what they had?
What?
Little packages of the mini donuts, but threes, not in sixes.
Oh, what?
And Pop-Tarts. That was
you had donuts?
Yeah, they had little donuts, Pop-Tarts, and cereals available, and coffee.
Coffee.
And I go, what else would you want besides a brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart and some coffee? That's as good as
a donut.
Yeah, a donut.
I'd want some eggs.
I would not. That I was very happy with my setup. Yes.
What else?
When I was in room 202.
Okay.
Nice setup, right by the stairs.
Good memory.
Right by the stairs.
And nobody knocked on your door saying, shut up during the show at all?
No. Good. So the one side I knew that where it was set up. So anyway, thank you to Curtis.
I'm looking it up. Yes. Where's Curtis?
It's west.
It's west.
You said 3 hours west, Bill?
No, more than that. You're looking at about 3:45. 3:45. Yeah. It's a good
west.
Trip.
Thanks for that.
West, yeah.
Stopped and saw Joey's, I told you guys.
Yes, in Bertrand on the way out there. Did not go to the Blue Moose, though.
Did not go to the Moose, but stopped through there.
Frontier Count, I should have quizzed Jake. Frontier Count.
I would not have had that right, I'll tell you that much. No. I have not aced that one.
known for its strong community conservative residents and hosting the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture, NCTA.
Yes, their ag college is which is pretty amazing. But it was, if you get a chance to go to Curtis, go.
This town of 800 has a college.
Yeah. Offering free lots for new homes.
Yes.
Offering free lots.
That's why you need to move there. Have a house.
For new homes to attract families and professionals. Though it recently faced challenges with medical facility closures.
Look at that.
Now, nice update.
Now you know about Curtis.
We have a nice coffee shop. Stopped there. I had a couple of meetings yesterday in Curtis. Then I stopped and got some coffee in an incredible coffee shop. And I was talking to one of the young ladies there. I just graduated from the technical college. And the other one was in high school. And I'm like, okay, I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Why are you not in school? And she goes, well, we get work leave. So she gets school credit. So she's running the coffee shop on work leave. So
work leave.
Yeah. So it was pretty impressive.
That's kind of cool.
And she had to head back around 9 o'clock for science class.
I ask, where is Curtis? And you guys say it's west.
Yes.
How about halfway between North Platte and McCook? Yes.
Okay.
It's west.
It is west.
Well, yeah. Well, that could be everything.
Is that wrong?
From shoemakers. Wicked Scott's Bluff.
Is that wrong though?
No.
Not descriptive, but it is true. It's
south.
West.
It's south of I-80, Steve. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Boston Sports, did you stay at the Valley View Inn?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, absolutely. That's where I stayed, yes. And then also they had that little fitness room right there I could walk over to use, which was incredible also. So, but then I had to stop up to the bank. I stopped up to the bank because my little fob thing didn't work. So the lady told me at the community center, just stop up at the bank. So I went up to the bank, and I talked to everyone in the bank. So it was quite a day.
Were they pleasant?
Oh, good. Ridiculous good. Pleasant. Yes, Western something Bank.
Okay.
Yeah. It was on the west side. Yes.
Sparse suburban is the lifestyle.
Sparse.
That
would be
sounds
right.
about right for That'd Curtis. Right. Yeah, sparse.
Yes.
Residents tending to own homes.
I kind of like to have went into the grocery.
Should have gone to the grocery store.
There was
store.
A discount pharmacy there, so if you guys need to get some discount things, that'd be a spot to go.
Above average public schools.
That's good. All right. Curtis, you got to figure. Is this ChatGPT you're on right now?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we like to learn about the state, places we have never been. Bill is the only person that's been to Curtis in this room.
And then also, we've kind of put that on pause. We need to get a hold of Pillen. We've kind of put on pause for a meeting.
You're the ambassador.
What happened to that?
Small town travel
what
ambassador.
Happened to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he was just here.
That conversation died.
Yeah, they kind of died out, and I'd like to get back on top of that. Small town ambassador traveling the state.
Was that the title?
Yeah, it was some sort of ambassador.
Name statewide ambassador.
Maybe I bet the breakers would help us get a name for it if we could just get Pillen to push this through.
I don't think small town ambassador is it.
Rural.
It was rural ambassador is what it was. Yes.
It needs to be nice more time. Vague.
Yes.
So it's the more so it covers you not doing anything.
Exactly. Where's he at?
He's rural.
He's an ambassador.
And he's in the rural area. In the
rural area.
He's
where?
West.
He's west. Curtis.
Trust me, he's working.
It's west.
It's west.
We weren't wrong.
Is it by Mitchell? No.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
It's west.
It's west. From Mitchell would be south.
I feel fine about the description before you. Thank you for the detailed research, so Sip, on Curtis and where it's at.
We got to get Bill back. We've had Pillen in here 3 times and didn't ask him about Bill's deal.
Oh, maybe he'll show up today.
That's a great job for you.
I know. I'd really like to be part of that.
I know. They could create a job.
I've met at least 40 people. I talked to a lot of people.
You're the ambassador.
Yeah.
He'd be perfect.
Well, I think Bill has already got an uptick in traffic to Arthur since he's been out there. Now we'll probably... an uptick for Curtis traffic because of his report.
It's a perfect job for you.
Traveling around.
You could do it for other governors than Pillen, too, if he's non-responsive.
I agree.
We'll lead a charge.
Who would? I wonder if Pinnacle Bank finances.
I'm sure they would.
Finance your position. I think the state government would.
you would think. You would think.
I don't know if we have to get special funding.
And I was there and I talked to an ag group. That was awesome.
See?
It's true.
So we did ag again.
You're already an ambassador.
Right. Yeah, really are. Without the official title.
Right. Ag.
Just got to make it official.
There was some corn being harvested close to Kearney, and all I can figure out is this must be an incredible amount of laziness at sometimes too, because the fact that they're getting corn out now and this almost at Christmas when the weather's been outstanding.
We've not had good weather.
There is no issues for corn not being out. Someone's just playing Nintendo or something.
Maybe
all
there's
day.
Hardship.
Might be.
Been some medical problems. You ever know?
The rural ambassador would have to find stuff.
I would
like that
stop out. Yes, yeah. I'd be able to.
There would be duties that would probably be real. You know, as the rural ambassador,
I agree.
It would just be around going to coffee shops and telling jokes,
which would be fun.
That'd be part of it. You'd probably have to mediate some. Disputes.
That'd be land disputes. That'd be fun. Water disputes. Water's big. Get into water dispute. Try that
one
out.
You wouldn't be the sole mediator, yeah. But they could bring you in to smooth things over.
Yeah, I whipped through there.
That's his calling. Man.
Yeah, there was a couple of shots fired across the bow yesterday. I got in the middle.
Whoa!
Wasn't it me? But it was like, yeah, it was when I was introducing myself to all the local farmers and stuff. So I you know, mentioned a few things like that, and they set me straight on some stuff.
What is that? What do you mean? What happened?
Well, I was talking about the giant cattle yard. That's an incredible one with the rolled concrete out in Binkelman. It'd be the largest cattle yards ever, and cattle will need to stand on concrete now because every inch of mud they stand in, they lose mass and production, so it's a very expensive deal. You guys are probably aware of that, I'm sure. But anyway.
Why do they lose mass and production?
Because it takes more energy to move around in the mud. So if you weigh whatever they weigh, 2,000 pounds, whatever it is, trying to move around in muck eats up energy.
This is a reason.
Would you ever have thought about that?
So now
they put them on concrete. I bet the cows love that.
It's a rolled concrete. So anyway, so I've learned on that also through engineers. But the big thing was, I said, oh man, you're out there by that. I said, oh sweet. I said, so you're out there from Binkelman. You're out there by that brand new cattle ranch at that cattle feed yard. That's going to be incredible like that. And he's like, not about the water though. I guess we're going to pay our money to Canada for that. So I was like, okay, didn't know all the details there, but it got heated. And that's where I'd have to jump in as the ambassador and say, do I need to talk to Canada or something?
See, this is how you sell the role here.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have you might be accompanied by an attorney.
Yes. But I'd be Mossman.
Yeah.
Mossman
you would supply the, you know, you'd smooth things out.
Yeah, I would be the kind of mediator.
Yeah.
But we would need some representation of the law, I think. Yes. And also I could do food reviews.
You could do that. There's a lot you could do.
That'd be the big part of the job, right, Bill?
Oh, I would love to.
The bar and food reviews.
You can bring the sort of the city to the country, too, you know?
Do they want the city out there?
I don't know what I mean. I mean just the information.
Oh.
Information.
I'm hoping to see. Hopefully they have a couple new listeners. They took down the information how to get on the app.
Welcome them, Jake.
Welcome to our new listeners from Curtis, Nebraska. Thank you. I just got a text from Monty Kratzenstein, former Husker.
Monty.
Of course, Nebraska.
Never heard it pronounced like that.
Yeah, you ever?
Monty. He says, FYI, Curtis has an amazing 9-hole golf course, which Bill said he saw from this hotel.
I could view it from my hotel.
He says, the UNL Ag College care for it is usually in unbelievable shape. The Ag College cares for it used to be the longest 9-hole course in Nebraska. Curtis.
There you go. There you go.
Welcome to our Curtis listeners.
It's right by the walking path.
The rural ambassador would know that.
I think he did. He saw the golf course from his hotel.
I was wondering if as the rural ambassador, you would have to would you have to play a lot of golf? No.
I think what you would do is,
if you went out
and played a few holes, just got on the course, say, listen, I don't need to, just let me play 3 or 4 holes here. I'm going to kind of bounce around. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going back on this. You might want to play some golf, actually.
Be able to get some fishing in like that.
Yeah.
Then also maybe have a guy travel with you that would be named Monty.
Monty Kratzenstein. Hey, what was that?
I don't know. Nashville Husker says that Curtis is his hometown.
Okay.
Everything's coming up Curtis this morning.
Yeah. Oh,
I love it.
Wait a second. Nashville
You'll like
Husker?
This one. So I'm talking to one of the locals right there, and I talked to him at the event, and then I went back to the anvil, and he was there. So I'm visiting. And he goes, hey, FYI. He goes, my brother. I go, yeah. He goes, he knows you. I go, who is he? He goes, Texas Casanova.
Nuh-oh.
Yes.
No.
I met Texas Casanova's brother at the Anvil in Curtis.
Do you know Texas Casanova?
No, we don't. No, we know the text line.
So Texas Casanova, I met your brother.
Wow.
He's an incredible representative of the area.
Wait a second. So really, Texas Casanova and Nashville?
Yeah.
What do we say? Worlds collide all
worlds
the time.
Worlds collide all
we
the time.
We see it every day in some capacity that worlds collide.
Yeah. And they have a little little convenience shop kind of tied into like a service station. And I got a slice of pizza there.
How was it?
It's tremendous.
Was it?
Everything
was
about
it.
Everything's about it. It's not, yeah.
You can get some bad pizza out there.
Yeah, you can. I agree with that.
Thanks for
that.
I've had some. Thanks for that. It's not all good, but that's good. Curtis, okay, so what else about
So I added a lot to Idle Chit Chat. I'd like to get something from you guys.
That was fun. I like the rural.
We were asking questions about Curry. We like
that. Why did we forget it with Pillen is the question.
Yeah, well, next time I'll write it down. We will not forget.
Do I have to have a campaign? Who's running against me, I wonder?
Nobody, because we're creating a position.
It's your
job
to lose.
This is ideal, because if I had to get into a... All of a sudden, I know people digging stuff up on me.
I'll help you with that.
me and Sip are not up for public office. Trust me. Trust me. No chance. They're going to dig into that. Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Nope. I'm good.
Don't forget that year.
No, don't forget that. That I was younger. That when we were goofing around.
It was a joke, all right?
Yeah.
Have some humor.
Yeah.
There's some people here I don't want you to talk to.
Yeah, a long list.
Here's a list.
Hey, I'm going to give you a list of about 40 people. Do you know them?
Please do not.
Because if you talk to them, this is not going to end well.
There's going to be a headline.
It's going to be a headline.
Sorry, Jake. Jake, who?
Montez.
Idle chit chat. Last night, Falcons beat the Bucks 29-28.
Incredible game.
Wait a second.
Yeah, so we talked about the Locksley slide is a thing with Maryland football. The Tampa slide appears to be real with the Bucks. Things have not gone well the last month with them. Mm-hmm. They didn't look bad in this game. Defense was not great, but they lose on a walk-off field goal to the Falcons, who had a 3rd and 28 on their final drive, which then became
timeouts.
Then became a 4th and 14, right? They converted.
Wow. It's 4th and 20, I think.
Was it 4th?
4th and 20.
Wow.
And they converted a 4th and 20.
Wow.
By the way, how about this name? You remember Kyle Pitts, who was a star at Florida SIP? Who's kind of had a very...
Yeah, I do remember. Big tight end.
Been an unfortunate career for him. Last night, 11 catches, 166, 3 touchdowns for Kyle Pitts. By far, his best game as a pro.
Remember Pitts?
I thought he was a slam dunk Hall of Famer. He just hasn't been healthy.
No.
Okay.
But his skill set, because when we had to cover him... at LSU. I've never seen anyone like this.
He was an absolute.
And then last night I'm watching him and I go, yeah, that's what I remember.
This is the guy.
That's the guy. There he is.
There he is
right there.
But he hasn't done a lot is what you're saying?
Been banged up a lot, right?
Okay. It's been a disappointing career for him. Yeah, injury is certainly a big part of that. But
and then I read an article. Todd Bowles basically said the reason they lost is very simple. It's the players.
He came out and just said it's the players, it wasn't like,
you have to read it after when you get a break.
You guys probably didn't notice, but John Bullock is playing a lot as like not even
with the Falcons.
I mean, he
Bucks?
Was
no with the Bucks
with the Bucks, yeah.
Yeah, he was playing not just special teams. They have some injuries apparently. So Bullock's playing, John Bullock.
Now, I missed a good share of the game. I didn't jump in until kind of start of the fourth quarter. I had to pick up Gigi at Nutcracker practice down here at the Lead Center. And I had to stop and get some Jimmy John's prior to that for Gigi. So I didn't consider watching the game for a minute.
Well, it was a good game.
Oh, they had the sweet,
I know, it was.
They had
it
the
was...
sweet uniforms on.
Yeah, they had the creamsicle uniforms.
The creamsicles Tampa did.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, they looked really good. They looked
with the...
With the old, the
Buccaneer.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The 70s.
That would have been nice to see.
It looked incredible.
How do you lose in those at home? That's a rough.
The look on
their
faces.
You're on Thursday night football. You're at a home game. You get the creamsicles on, and you lose to a team that was 4-9 coming in.
Come on,
Tampa.
Yeah. What happened to them?
Defense is falling apart.
Bowles. Yeah. He's like, it's pretty simple.
That's what
it was the players.
That might tell you something. If the head coach is saying that, there might be some issues in the locker room right now. I don't know.
You got to read the article. It's worth reading.
It's pretty funny. Things aren't going.
Yeah.
But as
play.
Of right now, Tampa would still be a playoff team because the NFC South is terrible.
So Bowles, in a way, you could say sticking up for his staff, right? He's got his staff's back.
My take on it, which not knowing any of it, I bet that Bowles has probably been very, very much protecting his players probably all year and during, and it finally hit a point. That's what I would guess. Where it's like, you know what? Hang on a second here. Yeah. Time out. Yeah. No, we had a good plan. We had things organized. Right. We were ready to go and
didn't execute.
And he's talked about how important it has to be to people and stuff. So it was a hard, you know, it was a hard line.
I find it, Jake.
If the Panthers win on Sunday, they will be the new leader in the NFC South. Yeah. Right now, they're at a half game up because they've not played a game.
The Panthers.
Bryce Young, Dave Canales, Rico Dowdle.
So they're righting themselves.
They've looked right. I mean, the Bucs have fallen apart, and the Panthers aren't great, but they're having a good year for
them.
Is
Young playing well?
He's up and down.
He's up and down. I would like to see them in the playoffs. I just want to track their owner. After he whipped the drink on that guy.
We saw that. Which was on film.
We saw on film. We got it on deal.
He's been quiet.
He's been real quiet. So I would imagine that was a pretty hard from up top, from Goodell.
He is. Up top. He has a boss, do you think, Tepper?
I'm just saying the NFL is his boss.
Yeah.
They still get to tell him.
Here we go. I don't have the audio, but I do have some words for what happened last night. Todd Bowles, apparently, number one, he threw... Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
7 F-bombs in his press conference afterwards.
One asked what he'll
tell his locker room after the collapse. And then to back up what Bill says, quote, coaches have done all they can do. They have to hold themselves accountable regarding the players.
Okay. It doesn't even bother me.
Coaches have done all they can do.
Players are making a lot of money.
Todd Bowles is one of the calmest guys.
Yeah.
In the league. You never see him ever, ever. He's always the same stoic, calm guy. The fact he threw 7 F-bombs in a press conference, that's newsworthy.
There's a lot more underneath. There's undercurrent there. There must be something with people being on time. I'm just guessing. A lot of little things he's seeing. And it's probably like in his staff, I'm sure he has buttoned up pretty good and finds like, okay, enough's enough.
That's too bad.
I do have one more regret that we've not mentioned on the show at all this week regarding Idle Chit Chat. How do we not bring up that Philip Rivers is going to be with the Colts at 44 years old?
To do what?
He's going to. He got signed to be a quarterback for them.
He's on practice squad.
I
right
thought
now.
That was a, he was a coach.
No, he's there to play.
He's there, 44. He's a grandpa.
He hasn't played in 5 years, five I think, this
okay, that brings up the question. Is there just no young quarterbacks out there that can do it?
I don't know. They're not.
Is there just
if you saw, I'm not trying to mock.
Is there a dearth of young, good young
Philip Rivers is a very large man right now. He's 44. He's not in shape, football shape.
Dad bod.
Yeah. Hey, I'm thinking there's got to be guys out there that can be somewhat.
There must be.
He hasn't played in 5 years. He's 44 years old. That's your best option. Now, he's not. No, Riley Leonard's going to start for the Colts this week,
okay,
Notre Dame quarterback. But if he were not good or goes down, he might go to Rivers right away.
That's interesting. That is. 44 years
I'll
old.
I'll tell you one thing right now. Cousins made himself a lot of money last night. Yes. He'll still be on a roster next year.
Yep.
And he's still getting paid. Anyway, but he's going to he's going to play for about another probably 3 or 4 years. He's 37. He'll play until he's 40. You're watching him play and go, okay, pretty good. I mean, his numbers, what were his numbers? They were pretty good.
Kirk Cousins.
No picks, I don't think.
This is a road game at Tampa. 30 for 44, 373, three touchdowns, no picks. Only one sack for Kirk Cousins last night.
Think of those numbers. And he's 37, and the team is kind of done.
They're officially eliminated. They can't even, they messed up their draft spot. Can't go anywhere. But yeah, Kirk has not been good this year. But you're right, with that performance on primetime against the Bucs, he's gonna be around next year somewhere.
He'll be around for a few years. Just that right there. Check that out.
Yes. Anything else? Idle chit chat for you, Sip, at all?
Not really.
Nothing. Okay.
No.
That's pretty good out of chit-chat. We had a lot of Curtis.
That's good chit-chat.
Hey, Curtis is fascinating. I love small towns.
Maybe has more facts about Curtis. Please let us know. And then the rural ambassador thing, we need to start pushing that real heavily.
Sparse suburban lifestyle.
I've never heard that one. Sparse.
Sparse suburban. Excellent.
Very clean also.
Excellent public schools.
Very clean. The school looked nice. We drove by the school.
Probably public schools, right?
Did not see any private schools there, no. Did not look.
Curtis.
I'll check.
They have a college.
Curtis, I didn't see Curtis Catholic anywhere.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
All Joey. Business. When I was out there, we were having a great time. We're talking, laughing, the whole staff's there. Joey's sister's there, and then all of a sudden they're kind of like, Bill, you probably need to get going because we got work to do.
They told you to move on.
Kind of a rough trip out west.
It's kind of like, hey, let's get wrapping this up. There's 30 pickups parked. There's a lot of guys. We have work to do. So
it's probably good you're back.
Probably good that I'm not out there just roaming around. I'm not as welcome as you think. I don't know. One rural guy's here again. Just tell him we're not here. Imagine Menton is knocking. Excuse me.
There might be some challenges.
Rural patrol's here. Rural patrol's here.
They just created that position. It's just Bush.
He's driving around in a 4x. He's got a 4-wheeler. He's driving around.
Zero authority.
He's got that stupid sash on his
head. He's got a sash.
On his way out.
He's got a sash on. Talking about pork prices. They're going to bounce back soon.
Wait a second. What's a sash?
The ambassador sash in the hat.
He's
got a nice hat on.
He's got a sash on. Got it from Randy. It's not even his.
I'd love to see the barn, guys.
Take that sash off.
Take that sash off. Go out there, milk a cow. Try it out.
Never done that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, question. What else do we do on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat, gentlemen?
The call.
Text us right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item today from the Breakers.
I know Steve's answer. What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Okay.
I want to know
simple.
Your favorite.
Simple.
Simple like favorite one. Christmas cookie.
Your answer is?
My mom's sugar cookies.
Yeah, it's a layup like that. I'm going with my mom's chocolate star cookies.
Okay, those are good too.
Chocolate. And then, what I like about the chocolate star? I don't know how in your house. They only appear at one time.
Yep.
That's Christmas.
There's just a sugar cookie with a star in it. Or sometimes had nuts, some didn't. But there's a lot going on.
The sugar cookie with a star is a good, that's a good thing
a
if made correctly.
I'll go with my mom's molasses cookies. Yeah, you ever had those?
Molasses.
Those are good.
Explain
those
that to good. Me.
Molasses cookies. I don't molasses with sugar. I'm not sure how to explain it. It's just a regular cookie.
Well, I got it.
It's
I know
brown.
You know
it's got sugar on top of it.
Those are good.
Very good. I'll bring some in.
God, those are three good.
You've been promising a lot of food from your mom and nothing's appeared.
No, she told
meet her in Cortland and nothing's happened.
She told me that she will bring some in very soon. Not today, but probably next week.
And she wants to sample that, trying that Texas sheet cake one more time.
She told me she'd like to bring that back. It's been many years. Yeah. But she'll do it.
Your dad's going to start drinking warm salt water here in about a month.
January's coming.
In about a month.
January 1st is coming soon.
Warm salt water and getting up at 2.
It's a few weeks away.
Yeah.
2. How about 12:45 some nights? It's ridiculous. All right. 464-5685. Texas right now. Roll call. Here we go. We have. Oh, dude, they're rolling in right now. Okay.
They're rolling in.
They are rolling in. Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening to the show?
Pete.
He says pinwheel cookies.
Okay, I know what those are.
Pinwheel cookies. Okay, Boston Sports Chimes in age 65 doing fitness and GI. Snickerdoodle cookie.
It's classic.
Fitness and GI.
Yes.
Travis in Panama City Beach, age 56, crinkle cookie.
I wonder what that is. Explain.
I don't know what that is.
Explain. I bet it's good, but explain.
Not a kringle, but a crinkle cookie. Yeah. We know what a kringle is.
Yeah, you do. Good job,
but it's not a cookie, though.
I know. Yeah. It's more of a Danish.
Big Bird in Columbus. Big Bird is in Brewster at the hunting cabin. He says red velvet cookies.
Yeah, okay, solid, yeah.
Okay. Where's Brewster?
Wait a second. Red velvet cake. What's red velvet cookie?
Same thing. Just it's a cookie with white frosting on it. Yep.
You would like that.
You would like them. Yeah, you would eat a lot
of those. Impossible to dislike.
Yeah.
Will in Fullerton, our friend at Apply Connect, says Scotcheroos. Not a cookie, but we like that, though.
The roux. The Scotcheroo is really good.
Anytime That's not a cookie?
No, it's not.
More of a bar.
It's a bar.
It's more of a bar. Well, I've seen Scotcheroos in cookie style. I think I have.
I'd like to see a Scotcheroo cookie. I've never heard of that before.
Anytime you throw butterscotch in anything, life gets better.
Kristen Fremont, age 50, chocolate chip. Hey, that's fine.
This is a great exercise.
Husker Mike in Waterloo, age 65. He's in the basement doing fitness right now, by the way. Sugar cookies with sprinkles.
With sprinkles.
God, Mike.
Mine have to be frosted for sugar cookies.
Me and Mike kind of have parallel
frosted?
Lines.
Was your mom?
There's some frosted. I actually prefer the ones that aren't, but are frosted.
I like
some
the frosting.
Yeah.
Robert in Oklahoma says peanut butter with Hershey Kiss on top.
Okay. Solid.
That sounds good.
Rosebud from Elmwood. Checking in. Morning, fellas. Peanut butter cookie with a Hershey Kiss. Same thing we just heard. Back to back. Same text.
I'll be damned.
But damned.
What about Monte?
What about Monte?
Monte Kratzenstein.
I didn't say Kratzenstein.
No, I don't think it is. I'm just like
I've never heard it pronounced that way.
My bad, Monty. I'm sorry. Casey and Seward, age 40, doing fitness. People are working out this morning for the show.
I like this.
How about that?
Sugar cookie with the Hershey's Kiss on top.
Okay.
Waverly Gym, peanut butter cookie. Peanut butter cornflake clusters.
Ooh. I know what he's talking about. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I mean, I kind of do.
You know what I enjoyed about the chocolate star cookies? Was there would be the big bag of chocolate stars. You could always steal some of those while your mom.
Bonus.
Yes, that was a big deal.
It's all about the cookie, though, right?
Well, no. Actually, when you had the star and just that little bit of cookie below it, all in one bite, that was when things got really good,
Jason Ceresco says, age 42, my wife's no-bake cookies. You know, we like no-bake cookies.
Yes.
I'll bring some in sometime. Okay. Add that to the list of things I'll bring
in. I'm sure your mom will run those right into us.
Justin Hickman, age 37, mom's chocolate-covered peanut butter balls.
Oh, those are so. Hey, question. Check this out. Those peanut butter balls, which are incredible. Those were Tom Osborne's favorite. They were in a they're in a book somewhere. It's Tom Osborne's peanut butter ball for Christmas.
I bet they're dangerous.
Yes, and they are dangerous. They're so good.
You could whip 12 of them.
Yeah, it would.
Think
about it.
Might have some regret, but they'd be tasty though.
Yeah,
if you had 12 at one time. Yeah. Eric and Hickman, age 57, Snickerdoodle. Jay in Denver, a straight up chocolate chip.
Okay.
More power to you, Jay.
I like that.
Les in Lincoln says, no baked chocolate with a sugar cookie.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
My mom used to make a chocolate drop cookie. It was a chocolate cookie with chocolate frosting on it that only appeared also at Christmas. That was it.
That sounds pretty good.
Matt is age 52, sitting in a cold tub right now. He goes with molasses cookie, as does Corey at Duncan. Like I said, molasses cookie. Thank you, guys.
Duncan. Duncan.
Andrew and Golden Spritz cookies. I don't know what that is.
What that is?
Spritz cookie, Andrew.
Yeah, let us know.
That, now, that got by you. That's seldom, like, that kind of thing will get by you.
Not, yeah, very seldom, especially in the cookie world. That's where, that's
Bill kinda, likes dessert.
That's kind of where I shine.
You shine in some areas that are overlooked. You have a great memory. Spritz cookies, I don't
know what that is. Chris in Italy says peanut butter crisscross cookies.
Oh, Italy? That's the fork thing. It is the fork thing, yeah.
What time is it in Italy?
I think it's...
I'll find out.
I think it's seven or 8 hours different.
It's in Italy.
He's in Italy. I think it's 3 o'clock.
He's having a glass of wine
right now. Might be 3:30 there. Gavin from Shelby.
1:32 p.m.
Yeah. Okay, so it's 6 hour difference. 5 hour difference? 7 hour difference. Mm. Sorry, 7 hours. Gavin and Shelby, listening from Brookings, South Dakota. He's studying for his finals for South Dakota State. Grandma's chocolate mint cookies.
Oh, God. Mint has not been represented.
No. No. This is the first one we got.
That's great.
You don't see enough mint.
No.
Lou in Orlando, age 80, Italian wedding cookies.
I wonder what that is. I'm sure I know what it is.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Sean in Omaha, Christmas tree cookie. Matt in Chicago, snickerdoodle. Ty's chocolate star cookie. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, doing fitness. Chocolate star cookie. We've got like 8 people doing fitness.
Right.
And somebody in a cold tub also.
Hmm.
Oatmeal butterscotch. That's good for you, Bill.
Oh, that's good.
That's Bill and Bennett saying that. That's
oatmeal butterscotch.
Yes. John and Roscoe, grandma's gingerbread cookies.
Okay, gingerbread first representation.
Joe in Boulder, age 64, our friend. Macadamia nut and white chocolate warm cookies.
Oh, those
cookies.
Are good. Warm? Those are really good.
Yeah, warm cookies.
That sounds good.
Let's see.
There's been more of a variety than I thought.
How about when you have that, like, it's just the chocolate chip cookie or whatever cookie, that window of time when it's too hot, too cold, but just right, warm cookie.
Mm-hmm.
That is about a 20-second window when you have a chance when it's cooling.
Maybe a little more than
about 20 to 40-second window.
Yeah.
Now it's at its time. Sometimes you tried it too early,
mm-hmm.
then a little bit
uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable. It breaks apart and it's not good. There's a small window there, and you know when you hit it.
Oh God!
Yeah. I gotta go rapid fire because we got a million people here.
We got all the time in the world.
David, our friend from now Warhorse, formerly Renew. David,
He's running the casino.
He basically
now.
He sends me a picture: peanut butter blossoms.
Okay.
By the way, David, age 55.
And is David out there, Warhorse, working right now?
No, he's at his house right now.
Okay.
He's at home.
He's not walking the floor.
Not
at the moment. He was last night.
Will I get any sort of a weapon? Will I have to carry, like, get like a concealed
carry?
That's
the rural ambassador.
Rural ambassador. I need to have for...
It's a good question.
All of a sudden, something, you know, an animal gets loose or something, or do I need to have a firearm?
A visible firearm.
Yes. I want a holster.
Yeah.
I want to wear a holster.
You like this one, guys. Kristen Holder is our friend
from
Score One Smoking, Chris.
I talked to him this morning.
He says, I'm just here for the prime rib. No time for dessert. Okay, Chris.
Fine. Okay. All right.
Prime rib sounds delightful right now. Steve in Indiana, sugar cookies with sprinkles. Chad and Ponder, chocolate crinkle cookies. Another crinkle out there.
Crinkle.
I don't know what crinkle is.
I don't know what crinkle is.
I don't either.
Help us out.
Hold on. I got it.
Somebody bring a crinkle cookie in. I don't know what that is. Scotty and McCook, Grandma Minnie's ginger snap cookies.
The snap.
Scott in San Diego. That's the first time text, I think. Maybe. Molasses
Welcome
cookies,
him.
Age 64.
Welcome.
Are you in the 619?
I think he's in the 760. All right,
hold on. 760. North. That's north.
We have an answer. A crinkle cookie is a soft, fudgy cookie.
Okay.
Most famously chocolate. That's fudgy. That's rolled in powdered sugar before baking. There you go. I know what it is now.
Fudge.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Fudge.
Lori and Kevin in Sioux Falls, who have the spreadsheet.
Yep.
They both say thumbprint cookie. I don't know what that is either.
Crinkle, there's more to it. You know this now. Now you know. As the dough spreads in the oven, the surface cracks. You've seen this.
Yeah.
Creating the signature crinkled or snowy look. Dark cookie underneath, white sugary cracks.
I know exactly what it is.
100.
I know. I've had them. I've had hundreds.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them, but that's what they are.
Bob in Texas says no baked chocolate coconut cookie. That's interesting.
Coconut.
Dustin Lincoln says Little Debbie Christmas tree.
Okay.
Yes. Not a cookie, but still very
good.
Yeah, when you say the words Little Debbie.
Yeah, it's a word.
Right away, good things happen.
You know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Those are good.
Yeah. I cannot forget YouTube. We have a lot there. Let me get to those real quick. Rich in Ord says cinnamon rolls.
All right.
Not a cookie, but hey.
Sounds going good. Going off grid, but all
love,
right.
Love that. Al in Fremont, Snickerdoodle. Phil, age 33, and Beatrice getting fitness on. Also, Snickerdoodle, as is Jake and Atkinson. Snickerdoodle, very popular.
You know what this is all about. A lot of it's texture. Just what's the texture?
Agreed.
Different, not Joey in Bertrand, but Joey in Wiley, Texas says monster cookies.
Okay,
for Christmas.
The monster usually. What is that? My monster usually.
That's like, you know,
it's an oatmeal base. Usually has what, M&M's
in it? M&M's and maybe chocolate chips.
Yes.
Oatmeal base.
Oatmeal base.
Oh, it is oatmeal. It's oatmeal base. Absolutely is. 100%.
Oatmeal
base. Oatmeal based.
You would like a monster.
Monte.
Cookie. Yeah, Monte. Brandon in Manhattan says no cookies. Boo.
Boo.
God.
He said no cookies.
No, I know. No, well, I'm you, booing him.
Okay, thank you.
We're booing Jake.
Duster Kett says Swedish spirits cookies. Josh, Saline, Michigan, chocolate chip.
Saline, Michigan. Saline. I wonder don't if tell me we have him all the time.
No, I don't think so.
Do we have new listeners?
I wonder if he's, he's chiming in about the Sharon Moore
stuff.
Well,
he does say that's the home of the Sharon Moore arrest. Is
I was
going to
say, when he said that, I go, I think, I hope, what if, imagine an arrest happened like that and Marty's would be there for it. Here's what's happening. Can you hear him tell us? Here's what's going on out there.
Hey.
He's getting a rain.
Jeez.
Abe says Rolo cookies, age 71. Hey. Jeremy says my mom's star cookies.
Star cookies, that's what you're talking about.
That's the sugar cookie with a star in the middle of it.
And that's what your mom made.
Yes.
Ryan in Bellevue, ginger snaps, age 40. And Brandon says, I just got booed. Hello. Yeah.
You got booed.
That is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah,
the spirit animal.
She's the spirit animal of Lincoln, just south of 48th
Christmas
and
animal.
Holdridge. Yes, they have a million Christmas trees in there.
They'd have cookies, guarantee it.
I think they would.
Yeah, into Madsen's, you're just happy. Yeah. You're just happy.
I'm serious.
It'll be a fun night, good food at EJ's Bar and Lounge, bowling.
Erwin Sweeney.
Billiards.
Pocket
darts,
billiards.
Karaoke.
Snooker.
Ron Carroll. My brother-in-law. Big dude.
That doesn't sell you. We have no hope.
Yeah, what
for
else
you.
Would you want? Yeah.
They have, I think they have pizza.
Oh, yes, they do. And wings at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Check it out. Thank you to Madsen's for sponsoring the roll call. All right, quickly before I get to the next segment, there was some news yesterday. Nebraska does add another staffer, Roy Manning. Sip, yes. Did you hear that at all?
Yeah, I did.
He comes from San Diego State with Rob Arich, the new DC.
Yeah, we don't really know what he's going to coach. He's been at, I can do this
He's
off memory.
Around.
I can do this off memory. Yeah, Oklahoma, USC, places like that. He coached Edges at San Diego State. Edges.
Yes, Edges.
I guess he could come in and coach Edges. Now, Nebraska does have an Edges coach right now in Phil Simpson. So here's the bottom line. It's indefinite what he's going to coach right now. Don't know.
But he's not your defensive line coach. Right.
I mean,
We don't expect that to be probably.
I wouldn't think so. I guess you could configure your
staff different.
The thing
you have
different.
To keep remembering is staffs are different now because there are no restrictions. Mm-hmm. So you might have, like I said, you might have numerous coaches. So you can have 14 guys that consider to have a name to a title or some sort. So that's where it's different. Before, and it was like, no, these are your, it used to be 9. Then it went to 10, so you kind of know that was kind of the who's who. And then the graduate assistants would be involved in the analyst. Now there is no such thing as an analyst.
Manning is 44. So, yeah, he also coached at USC, as we mentioned, associate head coach linebackers, Oklahoma corners, UCLA OLBs special teams. He has a special teams background. Washington State OLBs, Michigan cornerbacks and OLBs. Do those marry?
Corner and OLBs, not really.
Huh.
Doesn't marry. I haven't heard that.
Interesting.
Cincinnati coached running backs. He's got a
everything.
He's got a disparate background. 44. He played at Michigan. He's a Michigan man, and he's coming to Nebraska with Rob Arich.
Nice.
There'll probably be. I imagine. I don't know. There could be somebody else from that San Diego State staff, but it's.
I'm sure this
guy. I don't know what he's going to coach.
I'm sure this got covered yesterday, but Arich and Manning now, are they here observing practice?
I can answer that. Arich is here in observing, but not coaching. He'll be in and out, is the way it's been portrayed. On the other hand, Jeep Wade is here coaching.
Gotcha.
So it's a little different. I don't know what who knows with Manning? I don't know that. Again, it's not that I don't know what he's coaching. Rules said that we don't know what he's coaching yet. So it's not because I'm inept.
I never said you were an M.
We never
said that. We would never, ever say that about you.
Oh, I think you might.
Sometimes. No, we wouldn't. We would never do that.
Not to the journalist of the year.
No, you have a plaque. Stop. You have a plaque.
You have a plaque.
That is somewhere in your house still.
I have it.
Or at your office.
Yeah.
You know where it's at?
I do.
Okay. Thank you.
He's very
we were proud of that plaque. We were proud of you and the plaque that we had made for you.
Thank you. That was fun. That cookie thing was interesting.
That was
to me.
Fun.
Well, having the plaque made also was really nice because Jake financed the whole thing, and it's not cheap. It's not.
As Bill learned,
as I learned when I did the J. Terry plaque, I'm like, okay. Yeah. I thought this.
Give me a range.
I'm not going to give you a range.
Then
I tried to work in there a little bit, like, hey, I can mention you guys on air that you guys sponsored this, and it kind of went like, not interested.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it three numbers?
Yeah, three. Mine was three numbers.
Yeah, it was three numbers. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how good that plaque was.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where should the Breakers go today?
The Bird.
Early Bird's open for you right now at 19th and K with
free Christmas Bird
and spacious parking. Yeah, it's. They got
spacious.
It's spacious.
The Christmas Bird.
It's the Christmas Bird.
They have
Cookie Bird
breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Wow.
Waffles, pancakes, French toast, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. 19th K. Early Bird open all the way till 2 p.m.
But damn.
Okay,
when we
Rich
come
Rod.
Back, big
That's
weekend
Rich Rod.
For Nebraska sports.
Yeah, an ice cream
early break
form.
Of the ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.